The big guns of Fort Stevens that were fired in years gone by defended the Columbia and the naval base nearby. And artillerymen were ready in June of 42. The attack on Pearl Harbor was a story they all knew. 108 brave sailors and Commander Dakami. From Japan to Clatsop County, they sailed across the sea. Their 5-inch gun fired 17 times, 6 miles an easy reach. Our guns could range at Stevens, 9 miles from the beach. No fire came from Stevens and I-25 got away. The claim was made they're out of range to everyone's dismay. And fire from our cannon would show a brilliant light. And the gunners on that submarine would have an easy sight.
And the soldiers of Fort Stevens who were witness to that scene cried out, "We are ready, we can sink that submarine."
Put up blackout curtains where we lived on Seaside's prom. My dad was in the army, I was for just me and mom. In black of night off to Japan, the submarine did slip. We never fired back and lost our chance to sink that ship. Coast artillery had its downfall at Fort Stevens on that night. It cost too much, it didn't work, and it wouldn't win the fight. They closed it down, removed the guns, and trucked them far away. Just concrete walls and memories are all that's left today.
The soldiers of Fort Stevens who were witness to that scene would tell you we were ready, might have sunk that submarine.